people, stop praying too much. Start working. Look into that graph. Look at that graph and find out how religious are those countries that are producing millionaires. I mean, we have more churches in Africa than we have industries. On every corner, there is a church. Like in some parts in Nigeria, in one building, you find 15, 20 churches. Ground floor, second floor, third floor, right up to the top. And some are coming at 9, some are coming at 11, some are coming at 2, some at 10 in the evening. All of them are just praying and praying and praying. Hey, African people, stop praying too much. Start working. God does not say, I will bless your prayers. He said, I'll bless the labor of your hands, and by your sweat you shall eat, not through your prayers. So we cannot substitute our hard work with prayer for lives. Prayer will leave you in poverty. Hear me well. Prayer will leave you in poverty. So we need to learn how to work. Look into that graph and find out these countries that are producing millionaires. What religion are these people believing in? Maybe we need to change the gods that Africa has accepted to deal with these ones here that seem to be economically viable and progressive in terms of helping their own members. Can't be spending your whole day at church, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, choir, Friday, youth day, Thursday, women's day. What is this? Practice, then it's practice, then it is all these old age things. The whole week you are in church. When are you going to sit down and start making money? So we need to find out from these countries again what is the recipe of their success. And having discussed that in terms of their labor, we also need to find out what kind of tax facilities that they have in terms of the tax havens. How are they treating their investments? How did they structure their financial systems? You can also find out in those countries that are producing the most millionaires. Find out for me, of all these countries, how many of them have foreign investors in their country? Find out how many of these countries on the top 15, top 20 that have millionaires, how many of them are working with foreign investments? How many of them are working with donor money? You may be shocked that they don't work with donor money. They don't work with foreign investments. And while you're asking that question, ask again these countries that have more millionaires. Who owns their banks? Who owns their banks? Who owns their insurance companies? These countries, who owns their insurance company? And while you're trying to answer that question, answer this one also. Who owns their land? Who owns their land? Because land is a means of accessing finances. So you walk up to the top 20 country companies and find out who owns their banks, who owns their insurance, and who owns their land, who owns their industry. And you, just when you thought you had it all, find out what kind of raw materials have they built their industries on. Are these locally produced? Find out again, are these locally produced goods? Are these locally produced raw materials? Where are they getting their raw materials from? And at what cost are those raw materials? And when you have answered that, find out again, are these countries democratic? They have the top 20, the top 20 that are making the most millionaires. Are these countries democratic? When last did you hear of elections in Sweden? When last did you hear of elections in Switzerland? When last did you hear of elections in Hong Kong? When last did you hear of elections in Singapore? When last did you hear of elections in Denmark? All we as Africans are busy getting confused about these elections. Five years. Find out from these countries, are they democratic? And after answering the democracy question, find out if they conduct elections. And when last did they have elections, including Britain? When last did you hear of elections in Britain? And having answered that, you also want to find out not only about elections, but ask these countries again, how many political parties do they have? These countries that have the most millionaires, how many political parties do they have? How many political parties do they have? You will find that in Zimbabwe alone, when we're heading for elections here, 150 political parties, with every one of them wanting to be a president.
Rastaman vibration. It's a new day, and it's Yeah. such a nice one. caught in a roadblock and tell the Mr. Police that I ain't got no bird surfing ticket right here.
Thank you. Thank you.
rise up.